The locality pay area list will include two new locations in 2017 if the federal pay agent finalizes the Federal Salary Council's new recommendations. Now, the council says it's looking at new information now to add Virginia Beach and Burlington, Vermont to that list. As Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco reports, new data will help the council make more decisions on local federal salaries.
The Federal Salary Council is making some changes to the way it studies and makes future decisions on local salaries. It will now look at how many federal employees commute to a specific area for work rather than the number of general schedule employees at a specific location. The council has made this recommendation before, but the federal pay agent has rejected it for the past several years. The pay agent has to approve all recommendations before they're final. Rex Facer is the acting chair of the Federal Salary Council and an associate professor of public finance and management at Brigham Young University. He says the council's decision to look at commuting data makes more sense.
Historically, we've used the number of GS employees as a major criterion on whether or not we could look at a place. Now, that makes some sense in terms of wanting to look at places that have the biggest problems, perhaps, but it doesn't make sense if what we're trying to do is understand local labor markets. And so we went back and looked at the economic literature, and the economic literature is pretty clear that labor markets aren't inherently based on the number of people there. They're based on people's ability to get to and from work.
Facer says those new recommendations should help the council resolve problems in multiple locations.
It wasn't until we had one, data, and then two, we could find a way to articulate a way that that data can be replicated and isn't just a let's solve a problem for one place. It's we want to make sure that as we're addressing these issues, that we're making decisions that we can replicate and use in other places, that it's not just how can we solve the problem for one group of employees. As much as we'd like to solve the problem for one group, we want to have a methodology that allows us to continue moving forward and looking at other places that may potentially have problems.
The council also suggested new criteria to evaluate single county locations that sit near multiple locality pay areas. It also recommended the pay agent evaluate some locations that are surrounded by higher paying locality areas with high commute levels and individually consider whether they should get added to a specific pay area. White River Junction, Vermont, is one area that could benefit from some of these changes. Brenda Willis works in the payroll office at the White River Junction VA Medical Center. She made the trip from Vermont to Washington to tell the council her story.
We in White River Junction were approved for the locality pay back years ago. And then we had this giant pay freeze. And during that pay freeze, the pay agent changed the criteria for the locality pay, so we were no longer included in the correct criteria. We feel that we were given it once, that we should be given it again under the same criteria because our needs have not changed.
Willis says, though, she's hopeful because the VA Medical Center has long struggled to hire new and talented people.
We'll have an employee who will be recruited after numerous times of posting the position who will accept it. And then they'll look into how much it costs to live in Vermont, and they'll essentially call and decline the position. Then we have to start the whole process over again, and it takes months upon months. We have employees who will accept, who will get a recruitment or retainment bonus and realize this isn't worth it even with the bonus, and they'll leave. It's just virtually impossible to get good qualified employees, especially with Dartmouth-Hitchcock 10 miles down the street. A lot of our employees feel defeated and not cared about, and that their voice doesn't count. However, I am a consummate pain in people's butts. I will not give up the fight. I am here to be heard and to make sure that our employees and their situation count and are noticed and taken into consideration.
Patrick DeFalco knows just how long this process can take. He represents the Federal Executives Association in Western Massachusetts. He's long argued the council include Berkshire County, Massachusetts, in a locality pay area.
So Berkshire County, Massachusetts has been the only county in Massachusetts without locality pay, and actually in all of southern New England. So we've been coming for 11 years to try to bring equity to those 100 GS employees who haven't had the benefit of locality pay that exists everywhere else. And the process is long and tedious. You know, Berkshire County did not qualify under any of the current rules for locality pay. So it was a matter of kind of impressing upon the council over years what the issue is and how we might go about being creative in finding a solution, a recommendation, a rules change that would allow it to qualify.
The Falco's region is now included in the new Albany-Schenectady-New York locality pay area. That's after the federal pay agent finalized recommendations last month that added 13 new areas to the federal locality pay list for 2016. The list now has 47 different locations. DeFalco's message to others who are pushing for locality pay in their regions, keep trying. The council acknowledged that this process has been a long one for some people. The national president of the American Federation of Government Employees, J. David Cox, sarcastically described the process at one point as one that had a touch of bureaucracy. Facer says, though, the data doesn't lie, and the decision to use new kinds of information might help this process go faster.
The touch of bureaucracy is highlighted by the fact that we're making recommendations today about 2017 federal pay. And so these are long processes that take time. And in the current fiscal environment, it's taken longer than perhaps it might have in other times. And because of that, I think we do need to have that willingness to be careful and persistent as we look at these things and not just ignore them because we can't do anything. And so I think that's why the council for several years continued to make the recommendations to expand the pay areas based on the data. And we've been able to see over those consistent years that the data supports the expansion.
Brenda Willis says she's encouraged by the council's recommendations, but her fight isn't over.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I will go back and let all of our employees know that we're still being considered, which will help a little bit, I think.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.